Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
3-7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Do you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is letting everyone know about great debt relief options now available to help people with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of your credit card debt. Get a free debt relief consultation when you call 800-624-8811. 800-624-8811. 800-624-8811.
What if you could get access to GLP-1 weight loss treatments for just $39? With Rowan Rx, you can access doctor-guided GLP-1 weight loss treatments and a personalized weight loss program for up to 80 to 90% less than name brand prices. 100% online, and the medication is delivered straight to your door. No long waits, no paying thousands out of pocket. Available with or without insurance. Just one simple way to get started. Text GRIND to 400-500 to see if you qualify. That's GRIND to 400-500.
Join the fun at Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament, July 13th through August 2nd in the Hot Springs Convention Center. It's not too late for you to enter. Entry deadline for the Spa City Classic has been extended to Sunday. Go to pickleballtournaments.com to enter.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you feel embarrassed, trapped, maybe even ashamed just because you own a timeshare? Well, I'm here to tell you you're not alone. Chuck McDowell here, the timeshare cancellation guy. I get over 3,000 complaints a week from all kinds of folks that feel the same way you do. Honest people, teachers, veterans, grandparents, all losing sleep over a timeshare they can't get rid of. That's why 15 years ago, I founded Wesley Financial Group to help people take their lives back. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we would want our own family to be treated. That mindset has helped us cancel over 50,000 timeshares from people just like you. So if you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-330-6363. That's 800-330-6363. 800-330-6363.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card. For Amazon and other brands, just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Offers vary by user and location. Go to Upside.com for terms and details.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at bathfitterlittlerock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Welcome to Moe's. Everyone knows that coming into Moe's for our Moe Monday special is the best deal in burritos. But what about those other 6 days? Well, let me introduce the new Moe Value Meal. Junior burrito, side of queso, chips, salsa, and a fountain drink for only $9.99. And the best part, it's available all day, every day at Moe's Southwest Grill. Now here's my daughter, Andy Kate, with a special reminder.
Remember, kids eat free on Sundays. Welcome to Moe's.
FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Sports is now available here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So, whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stay up to date with the latest Razorback news with the Red White Report. Every weekday with Justin and Phil on The Zone. The Red White Report is brought to you by Ortho Now, your walk-in solution for orthopedic care at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health.
Nation searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Fine top of the morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
I know you were supposed to be out of town today.
Supposed to be, yes, but unfortunately not.
Well, but happy you're here in the studio, Todd.
Always a pleasure to be here.
I myself have to get out of town later today, so going to be a, going to be a busy travel schedule for the rest of the month, so you and I will have to wing it some. But we're here today. We're here together today. Glad to have you in studio. Coming to you with sad news this morning. If you haven't paid attention or watched any television, or United States Senator Lindsey Graham has passed away.
I saw that late last night.
According to the Washington Post, a person who lives on Graham's Street in D.C.,
shared photos of a man who was being taken from Graham's home, who looks a lot like Lindsey Graham. Okay. This is what's funny about the Washington Post. They'll make any wild accusation about Trump whatsoever, but they refuse to take what is a common sense assumption that, you know, a man who we cannot identify, what's Lindsey Graham? I mean, and so, my God, the fact-checking has to be a paramount by the Washington Post, but we can make pretty much anything up about Trump that we want to make up. So according to a gentleman who lives on Graham Street in Washington, he took photos of Lindsey Graham. Let's just go. We'll say it here on the Sunday Buzz. Taken in a stretcher, loaded into an ambulance around 9:30 p.m. last night. Taken to George Washington University Hospital there in D.C. And it was announced in the wee hours of this morning from his staff that he indeed had passed away with what they describe as a short, brief illness. Well, can't we just say heart attack? You know, can we not? I don't understand. I mean, Mitch McConnell's dead. We don't know it. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But the pains that we go to here, a couple of media outlets now reporting that some sort of cardiac event. Well, look, in Crawford County, everything's a heart attack. Gunshot wound. Well, you know, I think he had a heart attack. But in this particular instance, we're going to say heart attack. Lindsey Graham was 71 years old and had become a high-profile, sometimes controversial, very conservative. At one point in time, a bitter enemy of President Trump, who later became one of his staunchest supporters and a bedrock for Trump in the United States Senate. So if you're scoring at home, the governor of South Carolina will have to appoint someone to fill out the term for Lindsey Graham. And this is where it gets complicated, because the guy that they would like to appoint is Joe Wilson, who is a United States congressman from South Carolina. Well, you got like a 2-vote majority in the House of Representatives. And so and Wilson's son is the Republican nominee to be governor, and he's going to be governor in November. And so, you know, the fear is, well, you can't put Joe Wilson in, because that now we're down to 1 vote. And it's not like anything's going to get done. Let's be blunt here. It's the United States House of Representatives. Okay? It's the most chaotic body on the planet Earth. So
in roughly about a 30-day session before a midterm election.
Yeah. You got to come back a couple of weeks here that, you know, some paper shuffling, then the August recess, then they get back September, then they go back and start campaigning mid-October. So to your point, about 4 weeks of work, and then back in the back to their districts to campaign. So unfortunately, I always liked Lindsey Graham. I always thought he was very funny. You know, the few chances I had to meet him and be around him, Capitol Hill Club and a couple other things, he was a very, very, very witty guy. Very, very conservative. And widely popular. In spite of, you know, all the efforts by the left to tear him down. I mean, he was headed to, as the great Randy Rainwater says, he was a juggernaut in South Carolina politics. I was on the phone this morning with my friend Jason Pulaski, political consultant from South Carolina. He's been on this program before, lobbyist there, and discussing sort of the complexity of what happens next. So unfortunate, Lindsey Graham dead at the age of 71. So, and now, whatever dominoes fall in South Carolina, you point Joe Wilson, who's 78. I mean, look, we have roundly criticized the Democrats on this program, and rightfully so, for keeping the mummified bodies of Maxine Waters and Steny Hoyer and Sweet Nancy. I mean, we're talking about, they've got to put them in a hyperbaric chamber to keep them alive and then parade them out for, you know, kind of a photo op and then put them back in their hyperbaric chamber. And Joe Wilson, a very popular congressman from South Carolina, but he's 78. You know, at some point, you got to turn the page. I mean, and I get into this with McConnell. It is a travesty what is occurring with Mitch McConnell and the people around him.
Agreed.
We don't know whether he's alive or dead, but do you remember a couple of years ago when he was the Senate majority and he did the whole thing where he stared out into space forever? I mean, you could have put him and Biden in a room together and nobody would have said a word. And so that is a – keeping that together is the byproduct of a staff that is too powerful and most likely, in my opinion, usurped the authorities of a United States senator by making decisions and attaching the senator's name to it. Yeah, long and distinguished career. His wife, a one-time transportation secretary. So you got to wonder at some point. But I understand what's happening, and I don't necessarily agree with it. But I understand it. There's a Democrat governor of Kentucky. If McConnell steps down before the election in November, well, then that guy's going to appoint a Democrat to fulfill the term, the final 5 or 6 months. What does that do, you know? And so I get the partisan maneuvering. But the small little sliver of idealism, Todd, that still exists in me, the crack, the little teeniest bit of Mr. Smith goes to Washington and awed by the monuments and just overwhelmed by the 250th birthday of the country, all of that, that little bitty piece, paper thin sliver of idealism that still exists, would like to think that, you know, we don't need to keep mummified bodies, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, at all. We don't need to keep them. We don't need to keep them around for the sake of holding on to power. So, and in the long run, it would serve the country better, and whichever party would embrace that would ultimately benefit from it.
Right.
Would ultimately become the party that's looked to that puts country before. So anyway, you know, you can make a case for a broader, bigger, grander, successful strategy if you did that. But anyway, so now Lindsey Graham's passing overnight. Mitch McConnell. And it's a little macabre. I get why Andy Beshear, the Democrat governor, he's trying to be the Democratic nominee. But he's not commie enough to be the Democratic nominee. So you know, there's that. And so so now he's writing these letters to, you know, show yourself. the people of Kentucky need to know. And so that's a sort of grandstanding. And he's hurting himself politically, ultimately, by doing that. But I get it. He's doing it to signal to the party and to, you know, go on all these programs today and talk about that. And he's trying to raise his profile. But not going to happen. He's just not communist enough for what is now the modern Democratic Party. So, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the program. That's our summer reading, Todd. How did socialism take over the Democratic Party? So that's going to be our summer reading program for us. When you're out there around the pool or you take the family to the beach, you know, we're going to have some homework assignments so we can get into all of that. While we were gone, let's see, we missed, let me look this up here real quickly. We missed the bear with me over here 1 second, Todd. I've got to, okay, there we go. As I do every July 4th, I'm glued to the television to see nothing, and nothing says America more than a group of men and women at Coney Island just guzzling hot dog after hot dog into their gullets. You know, this used to be called the Vickery Family Gathering, okay? I mean, up in Crawford County, this is a surefire way to get full disability, you know? But I watch it every year, not only to marvel at Joey Chestnut, but really I watch it to a guy that's been on this program, George Shea, many, many years ago, who created the Professional Eating League.
Right.
And why we can't get a Tyson's chicken or a catfish eating, you know, something, or rice, you know, Riceland rice. And look, it's not cheap. You want Joey Chestnut to show up, it's deep six figures.
Yeah, it'll cost you a few coins.
It'll cost you. You get, and you can't afford George Shea, the guy that's the announcer. And really the only people that, Chestnut's the only guy. But I really watch it for George Shea's introduction of Joey Chestnut. And he got 25 guys up there, and he does them all, no notes. I mean, clearly he's memorized it. But this year was one of his top five best introductions. And here's the voice of George Shea, who, and is this not the greatest country on the planet Earth, Todd? This man has become a millionaire. He was a marketing exec in Manhattan, George Shea. He bought the rights to the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, okay? And found that guy in Japan. You remember him, the tsunami, Kobayashi?
Kobayashi, yeah.
You remember him?
Yep.
And now he had a controversy with him. Then this Joey Chestnut, he turned it into this thing, which then launched the Professional Eating League, which, again, what a genius move on George Shea's part that he you know, you've got the Hooters wing contest, all of these things. And, you know, for the other guys, he lists off their, there's the pumpkin pie eating champion of the world. And brilliant move on George Shea's part, because now that's, I mean, it's a multi-million dollar industry. More people watch it than the WNBA, I can guarantee you that.
More people watch that than the NBA Finals.
Yes. Yeah, the WNBA would love to have this crowd at Coney Island for a playoff game. But anyway, here's George Shea with one of his patented brilliant lead-ins for Joey Chestnut, who's going to guzzle 70-odd hot dogs. Which, again, America, my friend. I mean America. Can you imagine going to... Well, we've seen it play out with the World Cup. We've seen the rest of the world fall in love with middle America.
Yep.
Not the Michelin star restaurants in Manhattan. Not, you know, the studio tours in L.A. Bucky's and Walmart and just...
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse. They've fallen in love with middle America and middle American people and the towns and we're going to talk with John Scrimshire a little bit later in the second hour. We're going to have Sir John Scrimshire on to go back in, because he called. He called France. He said he thought England had a chance, depending upon how things broke. I think he called Spain. I went back and listened to it. He got three out of the four. I know he had Argentina. He might not have had Spain, but we're going to talk to Scrimmers a little bit later. But here's George Shea on last Saturday, July the 4th. Here we go. Gotta get him ready.
This is his cathedral, the crystal dome of umbrella blue sky, whose vaulted ceilings touch the edge of heaven itself. Whose faithful join as one to honor those who do not falter, those who do not yield. I speak of this man
who stands 5,000 people
of the mortal and divine, shy of a god perhaps, but more than a man. Whose thoughts rise as the vapor of angels, but whose charge is here on earth to teach us that intention is the outcome for those who refuse any other outcome. Hold fast when forsaken. Stand firm when forlorn. Press on when weary, beaten, broken, or undone. How long will he fight? I will tell you. Until he stands on the ramparts of glory overlooking a sea of truth. For he is the champion of now and of always, of the air, of the fire, of the sea, of the land, of the free, of one nation. The Nathan Famous, 4th of July, champion of the world. Joey Chestnut!
Get that, Paulie. Okay. So that was George Shea Saturday the 4th. And just, I mean, the ramparts of that, just the brilliance of his introduction. Meanwhile, Chestnut's there, like, working his stomach over, you know, doing his mouth exercises. Just, you know, truly, grotesque, truly. Okay, so I like George Shea. I like, and that's good. And that was good. And that was Saturday the 5th. The best, the one that's going to take us out here, was 11 years ago. I've got them all cataloged. I go back and watch them before Joey Chestnut starts on, you know, every July 4th. So this was 2011, and it's, in my opinion, it is the best George Shea introduction of all time. I wrote him an email because, yeah, I still have his, you know, of course, didn't hear back. But because, you know, guy's going to get, and who knows, he probably gave me the burner email.
Probably.
But this will take us out of here. If this doesn't scream America at its finest.
In a world of nothing, of barren hills and cracked earth, and once proud oceans drained to sand, there will still be a monument to our existence, bleached by the sun perhaps, and blunted by time, but everlasting. Because this man represents all that is eternal in the human experience. The courage to stand for a nation when all others fail or turn away. The strength to recognize the value of freedom and to accept its cost, no matter how great. Through the curtain of the aurora, a comet blazes to herald his arrival. And his victories shall be transcribed into every language known to history, including Klingon.
Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs presents the Spa City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament. Over 150 different age groups and skill levels will compete this July 30th through August 2nd inside the Hot Springs Convention Center. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and view all the details on the Spa City Classic, sponsored by Washtaw Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites. Entry deadline July 15th. Go to pickleballtournaments.com and enter today.
FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Sports is now available here in the state of Arkansas and on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans, because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore. But FanDuel's Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tad Bradley joins Randy and Rick each week, courtesy of Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs, where you can get a 20-foot Salem starting at $14,990 during their 2026 liquidation sale. Find them online at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
More of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
You are now free to turn up the volume as loud as you want.
You can't be in a bad mood. We've talked. Todd and I often just listen to it in the studio during the break.
Absolutely.
Just to put ourselves in a better mood. Back and forth with a friend over here. Oh, SEC Media Days is going to be a lot of fun. A couple of weeks. We'll be down there in Tampa. Double R. Basil. Basil will be on not next Sunday. Oh, wait.
Yes, next Sunday.
That's right. Ooh, man, I told you I'm traveling. I mean, I'm out today, back on Wednesday, back out on Friday. Going to be a lot of fun though. Doing three things at once here, and I'm doing none of them very well. So looking forward to that. I'm going to be on Stats's show.
Okay.
How many times have we had him on our show? Now I get to be on his show.
Nice.
We were just chatting. Can you imagine if all those Cape Verde fans had been taken to Maxine's Tap Room in Fayetteville in the good old days? Yeah. So looking forward to SEC Media Days and the fun that's going to, the revelry. And like I said, Baz and I will be in Tampa next Sunday together. After a Saturday night out. So you're going to get the aftermath, okay? That's what you're going to get. So touched on McConnell. I get it. It's not a good look. We've talked about all these old mummies that hang around. Steny Hoyer, I think, actually fought for the Confederacy at one point. Maxine Waters was in Los Angeles. She met Babe Ruth in Los Angeles. But McConnell is especially egregious because we don't know whether he's dead or alive. Oftentimes, the host of this program, there's some concern over and a necessity for proof of life. So we'll see how that plays out. I got to think everything ramps up now with the passing of Lindsey Graham, the unfortunate passing of Lindsey Graham last night and this morning. Okay, big news this week out of Washington, of course, was the withdrawal from the U.S. Senate race of the Civil War reenactor, Graham Platner. This is what happened with the Democratic Party after the 24 cycle. Some, and you got to understand this. I can't stress to you enough. You all listening, my Democrat friends, my Republican, are, you know, typical people who live normal lives, who, you know, go to work, come home, drive on roads, have kids that go to schools. You deal with the stresses and the complexities of normal everyday life. The vast majority of you are, you know, down-to-earth people who understand. You have common sense. And I say this for all, regardless of the partisans. You just, you know what you worry about the electric bill and all that. I can't stress to you how much most of these, especially the lefty Dems in D.C., are completely out of touch with what you do. They have no clue in it whatsoever, and they are looking to socially engineer change in a direction because that's directed by wealthy people who now run the Democratic Party. Okay. So what happens is you go out and you go, well, we got to find us one of them Christians. Where can we get our hands on one of them? And they go to, Texas. I think they like Christians a lot down there. Can we find us a Christian? And they find this Tallarico character who's, happy to debate theology on the program at some point in time. But, I mean, he eats his barbecue with a napkin and he sits down to pee. Okay, that cuts it, you know. And you know, I mean, he's vegan. It's the veneer of it's saying, well, this is my church that I go to. And that it's costume play. That's what they had with Graham Plattner. Okay? They found, we need to get us one of those guys that doesn't wear a suit, kind of looks tough. Oh, we've got the perfect guy. Oh, my gosh. Okay, served in the military, which very much appreciated. Doesn't wear a suit, looks good. He's got his old jeans on. You know, he's an oyster farmer. Well, turns out he went to Hotchkiss, one of the most elite prep schools in the world. Turns out his mom is his only customer for his oyster farm. But, man, look, put him in a jean jacket. He's got that big, bushy Civil War reenactor mustache. He's got great with the one-liners. He's a man. But you got a few things here. You got a couple of red flags. Nobody cared. If it looked like he could pick off Susan Collins, nobody cared. If you think Pocahontas for one second gave a flip about his past and the principles that she has argued for, I mean, you watch the way. Where was that? What's the old gal, Todd? She was on Charm. She was one of the three girls on there. Alyssa Milano. Oh, yeah. Where was Alyssa Milano this week? And they ripped Brett Kavanaugh apart. Where's Alyssa Milano? Where's Pocahontas? Where's Pelosi? Can't we dig up the body of Barbara Boxer and bring her back? Where were they? Nowhere. Nowhere. They all looked down at their shoes. Well, okay. I mean, we endorse him. We wholeheartedly stand behind him. We're 100%. And it's, again, it's all cosplay. It's all dressed up in the costume. But turns out, guy's kind of a jerk. A lot of history here. And not just one or two or three or five. I mean, he and Harvey Weinstein are neck and neck. So everything was still okay. Now you've got stuff trying to come. We've got to run, and you go back and look. The editorial page of the New York Times, talk about humiliating. Just they will do anything. It's knee pads on for power. Whatever it takes, hey, I've done some things under a bridge I'm not proud of. They didn't care. Look, just look the other way. We'll get our folks in the media to kind of try to smooth this over. Until they didn't care until last week. What happened? And it wasn't even the revelation or what would have been two more. It wasn't. I mean, you could see this coming. But no, no, no AOC, no Bernie. I liked Bernie Mac more than I like this Bernie. We're nowhere to be found. Schumer, just and the easiest softball questions from the media to Schumer before a week ago. Hey, we hear he might not be such a good guy. Hey, it's still okay for you to support him, right, Senator Schumer? I mean, that's the softball that's served up as he's walking through the Senate office building. So they don't care. They didn't care. They're nowhere to be found. No Alyssa Milano, no Pocahontas, although she might be on, you know, on some at some sort of Indian retreat. Nowhere. Where's Hillary Clinton? Where's nowhere to be found? You go back and look at the Kavanaugh reaction, and you look today, now, real time. Okay? Nowhere. Why did they, but why suddenly did they change? Why was he forced out? Well, because Fox News ran a poll and showed him behind Susan Collins. Internally, I'm told, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee got in the field immediately and boom, done, can't win. He's 10 points behind Collins now. So when it looked like he couldn't win, well, that's, you know, it seems to me now things have changed. Things have changed. I mean, just the gall. And they do it and say it, and there's no repercussion. There's no aggressive young female reporter from the New York Times trying to track down Pocahontas to really pin her down on what did she know and when did she know it. No one's searching for the internal emails that say this guy's got a rough history, man. This could really come back to bite us. Are we sure? Nobody's looking for that. Because it was, you know, ignore it, look down, that might hurt us, but man, you know, he's a tough guy. I mean, maybe if he had a Nazi tattoo. Nah, we can cover that. That's okay. Nah, we got that covered. Yeah. Maybe if he'd said some pretty derogatory things on some kind of Reddit thread. Again, you know, years ago. He's changed. Turns out maybe not so much. And so when it looks like he's going to lose, whoa. Really? All this stuff is true? It's truly. I mean, you can't. And watch, next time there's an R nominated to the Supreme Court, Pocahontas is going to be right there screaming for women. You know? The only thing that could have saved Plattner, the only thing, and this crossed my mind at some point, and I was chatting with a Republican consultant in D.C., he should start to transition. If he transed, couldn't touch him. That would have been the move to transition. But I guess, you know, bridge too far. I mean, the U.S. Senate seat's worth a lot, but come on. Oyster farmer. And aren't oysters supposed to be an aphrodisiac? You know, I mean, isn't that...
That's what I've heard.
But, I mean, you can't... These people, the credibility is gone from... Where's the Hollywood left? Where's everybody coming forward? The victims must be believed. It's about power. It's just about hanging on to power. So, whereas first segment, I mentioned that little sliver of idealism, it gets trampled under the one after another example of it's just about power. Pocahontas is a better. There's no difference between Pocahontas and Schumer, except she probably pays less for a haircut.
I'd like the Elizabeth Warren, please. Let's put the bowl right in the middle and, you know.
Have you noticed that? She has the same haircut as Mo from the Three Stooges.
Or same. Sally or Sally Field and Steel Magnolias.
Same haircut as Mo, man. Just look it up. All right. We get back. Got to talk about Trump. Trump, God bless him. He did something this week. And on the one hand, great move in Iran. I'll go into that. On the other hand, kind of petulant about the housing bill and refused to sign it. I don't. That's a fumble, man. That is a ready, fire, aim. We'll get into it.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Is your yard something you'd like to improve and make better? At Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, they bring precision and craftsmanship to every project, from drain work that protects your property to retaining walls, decks, and fencing built to last. They also install synthetic turf and custom flower beds for low maintenance, year-round beauty. One team done right the first time. Call 501-794-2770. That's 501-794-2770.
John Daly joins the Mayhem Tuesday mornings, courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at HondaOfRussellville.com.
Now, more of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
It's existential, yet it's so accessible.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It stopped raining. Everybody's in the play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey,
Trump started bombing around again. And I thought, let's get into this, because clearly this is one of those things that I kind of chuckle when I watch folks on TV go through this. I want to be clear about some stuff that's going on and where we stand, because, you know, they had the funeral, and then Trump marched out and said, you know, they're trying to kill me. And if they do, it'll be the most amazing defense of a man of a human body ever in the history of human bodies. So, but let's talk about the complexity of what's happening in Iran. We're not talking about a truce. There's nothing to have a truce over. The Iranian military, and that's what we saw this week, when you saw Trump strategically bombed a pipeline that connects Iranian oil through the Eurasia Triangle into China. Okay? So he just bombed the hootenanny out of it this week. One, that was a signal to the Chinese. Two, it effectively ended anything that the Iranians had hoped for relative to propping their oil economy back up. So you've got a country, I mean, you've got three United Nations-supported NGOs that are talking about now, this week, came out in Foreign Policy Quarterly. The people are starving to death in Iran, okay? So a humanitarian crisis that's about to happen. So when I see these people say, well, the Iranians have come out of this stronger, tell that to the Grand Ayatollah. Tell that to Fredo, Mushmouth. Man, the guy can't speak. You know?
I was wondering.
You know, is it because he turned out to be a perv? Can we still do Cosby, Fat Albert characters? Rudy. You know, like.
Ivy Sabin.
I don't think. So anyway, you know, you've got an economy that's in shambles. You've got a military that's utterly and completely destroyed. No air defense. They have no grounds. They're on the verge now. This, when you watch these ships have been struck. They're not sinking anything. When an oil tanker is hit, yes, that's news, but it still moves on, you know? So this is about the Straits of Hormuz, who controls it, which I believe genuinely now, especially after I spoke to an admiral this week, a guy really knows what he's talking about, and he was like, yeah, you know, listen, is it sustainable to do it for a decade? No. But, boy, you know, we own it now more than anything. So we're not talking about a truce. This isn't, you know, Paris 1919. This is about setting up whomever the next leader is in Iran. It's about finding them empowered, making them empowered. And I don't know if that's guys in the IRGC. I don't know. I mean, you have a sectarian government, but you have a level of modernity in Iran that ain't going back. They got cable TV. You know, this isn't Afghanistan. These people, the Persians, have a modern lifestyle. They have a sectarian government that throttles them pretty good should they want to get out of line. But this is about destroying the old guard and empowering a new guard. And so, and for us in the United States, for Trump, he's got an eye on the midterms. Plus, it's about creating stability in the region. You look at the Arabian Peninsula today. Syria, an ally. I mean, that's unthinkable 5 years ago. Jordan, Israel, Yemen now. I mean, if the real winner in all of this, the new king of the world, now that Putin has been exposed in Ukraine and, you know, the Russian economy, I used to think he was Xi Jinping. Now you realize, yeah, we have a lot of vulnerabilities over here, but so do they. Maybe the new most powerful man on the planet, besides Elon Musk, is Mohammed bin Salman, because he's had his number one enemy utterly destroyed. And I watched, I can't think of his name now, the limp wrist from the New York Times, foreign policy. Oh, this is, you know, their oil has a, I mean, I can't think of his name now. I think I've had some sort of a major health event. He's lamenting, you know, the poor Saudis and I am. Mohammed bin Salman, this happened the day after. So the 5th and the 6th of July. Nobody's reporting on this. You haven't heard anything about it, but it has rocked the business world. Okay? Saudi Arabia pushed OPEC to increase oil production. Okay? So they added an extra 190,000 barrels a day to the already 98% of capacity. So they really control OPEC. So the Saudis pushed for more production, and then this is when they dropped the bombshell. 12 hours later, they announced that they were slashing the price of their barrels of oil. They cut them by $11 a barrel. Now, why is that a big deal? It's because in the past, the Saudis have said, slow down supply to drive up demand, and we make money off the demand cost. Now they're saying, to their competitors. And this is why, whatever you think of MBS, the guy is a modern man. And he is taking effectively the rest of his oil competitors to the woodshed. Look, why did the price of oil come down? Yes, the straits opened up, but it came down because the Saudis made the move I just described. It sent shockwaves through the rest of the Arabian Peninsula and the oil conglomerates in general. Because now Saudi Arabia is playing the real game of competition. Hey, we're just going to slash our prices and we'll sell you our oil here. Effectively undercutting the rest of OPEC and the oil-producing economies. And bulking up the number of clients, the number of people that buy Aramco. And that is a major move. It's bringing Saudi Arabia into the modern market economy instead of just making money off a higher demand price. It also is why gas has gone down here in the United States. I mean, that more than the straits has had the impact. And so when you see Trump cutting these so-called peace deals, it's really about empowering somebody to take over in Iran, maintaining flow of oil through the straits, all while giving the Saudis a good partner. And you remember Biden and those guys? They spent a month negotiating a fist bump. Trump's on the phone with them, and MBS is like, I got you, buddy. This is exactly what we wanted. Market conditions are such. Hold my beer. Watch this. He's the most powerful man on the planet, Mohammed bin Salman. And on the verge of cutting a peace deal with the Israelis. All right, 1 hour in the books, one to go. We're going to talk World Cup, how the WNBA could somehow get worse. Bunch of Razorbacks drafted in baseball. Stay with us.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, Royal Home Improvement is looking for 50 homes to participate in our summer savings event. We want to evaluate our exclusive Energy Star rated ThermaKing windows in real homes. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. 50 homeowners will receive promotional pricing, 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. You'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase. plus a bonus. Call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with estimate. Have your zip code and location ready to qualify. Call 1-800-565-1064. That's 1-800-565-1064 and online at royalwindows.com.
Radio for Arkansas sports geeks. By Arkansas sports geeks. All day, every day. 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Southern Bank presents Family Feud on 103.7 The Buzz. Tune in to Morning Mayhem Tuesday mornings for your chance to play with Justin Moore, David, and Roger. Family Feud on Morning Mayhem. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service.
Getting a speeding ticket can ruin your day. But what about that cyclist or the pedestrian crossing the street? If you hit them while speeding, you'll do more than just ruin their days. That's why tickets are more than just a fine. They're a second chance, a reminder of what's on the line when you're behind the wheel. You won't get a do-over every time. Take this as your sign to follow the speed limit every drive. Speeding slows you down.
A message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. Eight paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, are you dreading a lengthy, expensive bathroom remodel? With Bath Makeover of Arkansas, you can have your dream bathroom in as little as one day. American-made baths, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Revolutionary laser-etched shower walls that will never chip, crack, peel, discolor, or fade. Plus, with Bath Makeover's price lock guarantee, schedule your free design consultation now, and we'll lock your price in for 1 year. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our 60-60-60 sale. Receive 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. With 60-month financing options, senior and military discounts, plus receive a $60 Visa gift card with purchase. And call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH for a bonus $50 Walmart gift card with estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today.
Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and details.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
Searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sun shining up to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Watching the men's final at Wimbledon.
Like fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Started going through a list of sporting events that in my mind have diminished since in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Wimbledon is one of those. I love it. I think it's a marquee event. I think ESPN does a great job of covering it. And it's, you know, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch the grass turn different colors as you watch all the activity on the court. And tennis has the best video review. It's immediate. Either the ball's in or out. There's no, it's, you know, good or bad. Done. Over. Moving on. And I did hear some people, it was just, it boggled my mind. People, well, you know, that just takes the controversy out of the game. Arguing about this. Like, are you kidding me? You would rather be ignorant and not have the call be accurate and argue about it, and you think that's better than having the balls and strikes called properly. You know, I like video review in baseball. It's very similar. It's the same technology, and I think it's actually the same company that does it.
It may very well be. ABS has turned into, for the most part, I think it's turned into a good thing. I think the players got on top of knowing when to review and when not to.
You're not going to get second pitch of the game. Somebody's not going to want, you know, 0-1, you know. Oh, wait, I think that was a strike or a ball or I don't know.
Well, limiting it to two challenges, I think, does a lot to help that.
They know, and they know when to, yes. And so, yeah, I think that has served baseball very well, or is serving baseball very well. It also creates a little anticipation, too. And, you know, what's held baseball back for so long, amongst a number of things, has been the umpires union as the most powerful of all of the officiating unions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the worst officiating. It very difficult to listen. I wouldn't want to be the back judge for the Iron Bowl as I'm backpedaling, you know, trying to keep up with speedy receivers and D-backs and looking there. So I want to be clear in my hypocrisy. Okay, I will complain and judge, but not be able to remotely perform as close as so many of the officials do, and they do it so well in all the sports.
Absolutely.
Okay. But baseball umpires, the union's too strong, and it's made them the centerpiece. You know, you should be able to get rid of some of these guys, and you know, it used to be, you know, you had the big fat guy, Eric Gregg, and the rest of them, and just
Joe West.
And look, and I think, you know, umpiring in baseball is, it's all, well, you got to know the strike zone. And now, the strike zone. Here's the strike zone. I don't have to worry about, you know, tailoring my game to the home plate ump's, you know, rationale. Here's the strike zone.
It's made the strike zone more uniform.
Yes.
Which is what I think a lot of people were looking for ultimately in the end, you know, because to your point, then you don't have one umpire calling a strike 2 inches to the left of the plate, and the next guy's going to call it a ball. So when you have more uniformity, you've got
we're not watching a tennis match, Todd, where the chair umpire is like, you know what? Let's move that service line up a little bit. I like a tighter, you know, service area to no, they don't get to do that. The line is drawn exact. You don't get to say it. An NBA official doesn't go, you know what? I like the court a little longer. I like the game to be a little. Let's move back the in lines by about five. No, you don't get to do that. As you point out, the strike zone is the strike zone.
Yep.
And so I like that. I like that. In tennis, watching it this morning, I like that technology. And we've discussed it. It's going to take over the game because the amount of money that is wagered on games is become so spectacularly large that you can't have the vice principal at Dothan High be your back judge and have everything resting on him when he's, you know, calling the Iron Bowl, shuffling backward, looking to, is that pass interference? No. And what we found from the World Cup, the chip in the ball, you know, it detects whether it was hit and the video review. Now, and we're going to talk to John Scrimshire here in just a few minutes. I think the poor officials in soccer, they may be the most flamboyant. One, they're clearly in all the best shape. I mean, you see those guys. But two, when they come out and make the little square TV symbol.
Yeah, does it indicate they're going to VAR? Yes.
Can you imagine Ed Hockley in the NFL, you know, with those big guns when he had them? He comes out and he makes a little TV screen symbol and then trots over to look under the hood, you know? And I don't know, again, at least in the NFL and college football, the replay official has a nice big video screen to look. We've often talked about, you know, they just give the poor head official this little bitty iPad to stare at.
Mm-hmm.
How do you...
Especially like in the Big Ten. Yes. All they've got is like nothing any bigger than your computer screen.
And then they got to run 30 yards. They can never follow it down the field. They're always running. And these soccer guys go over and it is the head official. And you're covering... I mean, we joked about this last night with Kevin Case and I, right? We play NBA basketball on a court that's a fifth the size of a soccer pitch.
Mm-hmm.
We got three officials, okay? You got three guys down there looking for. You got one guy to cover a football field and a half, you know, and with a whistle. And if they get angry at you, here's a card, you know? Like, it does
seem...
You get
two of a certain color, it changes to another color.
Yeah, and it... So I don't know. Give me a couple more officials out there. I think that would stop. I know the flopping happens because players are trying to get the official. I've been wrong. Oh, and it's, you know,
embellishment.
They all look like the parachute didn't open. You know, you just see them going down.
Well, you had that happen in the Argentina game last night.
Yeah.
There was a call that was made against, I believe, the Argentinian player at first and then went to VAR and wound up being called against the other team because of embellishment.
Yeah. And also what you can examine. Like, wouldn't it be nice? I like the fact they can go back, oh, well, there's a foul. I missed that. Now, foul, you know. If the back judge in the NFL, if you know, upon replay, did he get his foot down? Well, turns out there was offensive pass interference there. We got to call that. You know, that's to give the fluidity of the call. Now you're opening up a can of worms that, you know, we would all get into. But I just think technology, as we see it impacting Wimbledon here today, and, you know, baseball, it's going to happen. I mean, the fact that you judge a first down in football in America with 13th century technology, a link of chain, two sticks, and a couple of dads on the sidelines running I got to work the chain, gang. You know? And the fact that we have one guy, did he get the down right? We can't, you know, I mean, you have a missed down is in today's world. And so it's not going to be the chip in the ball. Where did the chips in the shoes and the pads and everything? It's all going to change. I mean, NFL films can put microphones on quarterbacks that you don't even know that they're there. And we can't incorporate technology into the uniform, the ball, you know, the cleats, the field itself, which is another thing that's going to start because they're playing all these games on grass here. The players' union. And you can see it when the collective bargaining starts, and it's starting now. They're going to want everybody to play on grass because it just, end of the day, it helps lengthen a player's career, cuts down on the nagging knee injuries. Now, I'm not talking, not blowing out your ACL. That stuff happens, it happens. But, I mean, they've got the data that shows if you played your career on turf, even the new turf, and you played your career on grass, you get into year 8, year 9, year 10, you know, knees are better, you don't have the hammy pulls and all that.
The MCL strains.
It's the strains. It's the guy, now I'm going to miss 3 weeks. And you know what? They talk about ability in the NFL, and the best ability is...
Availability.
Availability, yeah. So it will be interesting to see going forward how technology is incorporated into the NFL. You see it, you know, basketball is basketball. It's tough to think, I mean, because it all plays out right in front of you in a relatively small space. But thinking about Wimbledon and watching the technology, I mean, I've heard of Jakob Sinner. I don't know the German. But I thought Wimbledon has diminished, and even though I love it and it's a great sport and I enjoy watching it, I think it was the Indianapolis 500 has really diminished in its importance. Wimbledon, where was I? There was a couple more. It's a World Series has gone down relative to. But putting the technology back in the game here does help you. It helps the sport, I think, because you're able to see it. So, okay. Boy, kind of went down a rabbit hole on that one, didn't we? We're going to reach across the pond and talk to Sir John Scrimshire about, because he had Argentina, France. He was iffy on England because I think he didn't want to get his hopes up.
Right.
But now, semis, Final Four, you know? And World Cup, the coaches. I mean, you don't see an Andy Reid over there, you know, kind of with the play chart. And they all look like models.
Pretty much.
I mean, they're all in good shape, suit and tie for many of them. It's a Pat Riley throwback almost. Because you don't, and they don't, they're not wearing headsets. Like, of all sports, I would think there's got to be a guy up in the booth that's looking like, hey, we're not coming back. You know, we need to widen our defense on the, and you that goes down to the sideline. Like, why does a high school head coach wear a headset and they're playing for the, supposedly the most prestigious cup in the world, and it looks like a 1950s George Halas on the sidelines, like just staring out at the game, like, man, what's going on? Tom Landry in a fedora. I'm going to wear a headset and mess up my hat.
Vince Lombardi. What the hell is going on?
Lombardi. I'm grabbing. Stay with us. Come to me, feel cold. Some see. Watch the world spin and wait. Like some machine. I've been crazy, couldn't you tell? Threw stones at the stars, but the whole sky fell. Now I've got it up.
Summer is here at the Big Lot. If you need a truck or an SUV for the lake this summer, maybe a Jeep for some off-road fun, come see us at the Big Lot.
Folks, we have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles starting at under $20,000, and our banks work with any credit situation.
You can buy with zero down, and our lenders love saying yes. So come see us at the Big Lot at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram, Alcoa Road in Benton.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on our turf, you gotta do it big. And Twin Peaks is built for big games. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes with ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Thank you for joining the Sunday Buzz. Here's your host, Bill Vickery.
Unbelievable.
Well, we go across the pond to bring in our European football soccer expert, Sir John Scrimshaw, joins us this morning, or I guess it's evening there, right, John?
It is. It's just, just coming up to 5:30 in the evening in the UK.
Well, you were spot on.
Spot on.
We're getting, is that feedback coming from in there?
I don't think so, but I'll go check it out.
Okay. You were spot on with your analysis. This is going to be rough. Maybe the CIA is listening in. John, do we come in Tokyo? We are attempting a
transatlantic. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. We're attempting a transatlantic connection here. Okay. John, you were spot on with your analysis. You had France, you had Argentina. You undervalued England only because you didn't want to jinx your home country, but you got three out of the four. Now you may have had Spain. I can't remember. You did reference them, but your analysis.
Yes, I had Spain. Unfortunately, I had Spain to beat the USA. I thought USA might beat Belgium, but as we know, that didn't come to fruition. Yes.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. England was very much not to jinx it, although I did think we would be playing Brazil yesterday as opposed to Norway.
Norway. The big, I do appreciate the row, row, row your boat back home. help us understand a little bit how big this semifinal is. It's a replay of the Falklands War, as John and I have joked. But, boy, it is, for England to win the World Cup, it would be Argentina, France. It would be, in essence, the Falkland Islands and Waterloo all over again. How big would this be in your home country?
Oh, it would be the biggest event in this country since 1966, which everyone who's old enough now knows was the year that we won our only World Cup. So it's an unbelievable kind of feeling now in England. The fact it's Argentina makes it even bigger because we obviously don't play them very often. So while it's a huge rivalry, it's a rivalry that isn't played every or even every 4 years, we haven't played Argentina since 2002 in a World Cup game when we actually won in Japan. But they've also knocked us out of World Cups in 1998 and 1986. Mm. So the rivalry on top of the Falklands War in 1982 is kind of all there with Argentina. And then if France should beat Spain, and that's not necessarily a guarantee. Spain are a superb side. But if they did, we've then got France who then, the rivalry is probably Argentina times two. Mm-hmm. And we do play France, certainly, at other sports like rugby. We play them every season, and it's a huge rivalry that happens every year.
So give me your analysis of both matches. Give me your breakdown of England, Argentina, and then, of course, France and Spain.
Ooh, Well, in England, Argentina, I mean, some will pitch it as kind of Kane versus Messi, or Bellingham and Kane versus Messi and a couple of the other top Argentinian players. They're a very good side, and they've got an incredible record in the World Cup. I think this is their second semi-final in the last two World Cups, and obviously they won it last time around. They won the whole tournament. Mm-hmm. Very good side, very passionate supporters. We would say a master of the dark arts. So they're very difficult to play against. I would take at this very moment in time, as they say, but I would take 1-0 any time you offered it to me. Mm-hmm. But my gut feel is it'll be a bit more open than that, and I'm hoping we'll win 2-1 or 3-2.
It does seem like the level of competition. I mean, both matches go into extra time yesterday. That there is a razor thin margin separating sides as we get from 16 down to 8 down to 4. The matches become much more tense, and seemingly the competition is very even throughout. No matter whether it's a South American team or a European team, that the level of soccer that's being played, it could go either way at any moment.
And that's a really good summary, but we tend to call it like a game of chess. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I guess, that's the kind of sporting, one of the sporting analogies. And the other one is always that when two really good teams play each other, there's always a danger they cancel each other out. Mm-hmm. And the game can actually become a little bit slow and no one wants to take any chances. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I don't think that's going to happen in the Argentina game. I could see it happening in the Spain-France game. Where Spain certainly take quite a conservative kind of view of the way they play and are very happy to win a game 1-0. Mm-hmm. And they've got a very good defence. France rely heavily on Mbappe, who went off injured in the last game near the end. Yeah. So whether he's 100% fit, we don't quite know. But you are absolutely right. I think when you get to this stage of the tournament, teams are really reluctant to kind of let the brakes off, as they say. But I think Argentina against England, I think there will be goals, because I think one of the teams will score early and that will open the game up.
That's a very good point. You talk about Spain being a defensive side and sort of winning ugly, and they'll need to play that way against France. And maybe France doesn't have a full speed Mbappe and then that, as you point out, 1-0. But I'm with you. I think an early goal by either team, it becomes a boat race then between Argentina and England. And it may be one for the ages, and a wonderful match for us Americans to watch that is relatively high scoring.
Yes, and I think there's every chance. And then, as I say, we'll text each other on Wednesday morning or Thursday morning, mm-hmm. and say, well, it was 0-0 and went mm-hmm. to penalties. But my hope is that it's a good game, a high-scoring game, and that we, as in England, get just on the right side of it.
Yeah. So given the time difference, 6 hours from the central time zone, has there been a lot of live, as you go deep into the evening, as it was a late night for you last night, I know, but the nation stays up for it, don't you?
Absolutely, Bill. So the biggest one was Mexico. So in the end, that kicked off at 2 a.m. our time. Mm-hmm. So by the time it had finished, it was 4 a.m. And I certainly was up watching it in a bar in London, and as were many of my friends. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've walked out of a bar for a long time when it was daylight when I walked out. But it was worth it. And yesterday, absolutely, the country was just, the country comes to a halt when it's a game of this magnitude. And also, a few of my friends have actually travelled out to the United States for it. A friend of mine, Mark, and his son, Ben, have travelled out to, they were in the ground in Miami yesterday, and they're travelling over to Atlanta today. So yes, with it, it's kind of there's also a feel there where we're actually getting live footage from the ground from friends of mine, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, John, you spent a number of years living here in Arkansas, and you were down in Dallas, and you went to Jerry World, and you've been to a number of these venues and American stadiums. So you know, you have a feel for what's going on here in the United States. But let me put your analyst hat on and break down how you see the England-Argentina game going and give me who you think will win, and then break down how you think the game with France-Spain, how that will go, and who you think will win.
So for England-Argentina, I think it'll be an early goal, and I'm hoping it'll be an English goal, mm-hmm. and that'll be, let's mm-hmm. be honest, it'll be either Harry Kane or Jude Bellingham, who are our two best players, mm-hmm. arguably two of our best players we've ever had. And Argentina will fight back and probably equalise, or will equalise one way or the other. It'll be 1-1 at half time, and I think there'll be three goals in the second half, and I hope we come out just the right side of a 3-2 win. Two goals from Harry Kane and one from Jude Bellingham. I'll put a marker down and say that's what it's going to be, Bill.
Outstanding.
Spain-France, I think, will be a much more cagey affair. And it wouldn't surprise me if it was 1-0 either way. So I'm going to go 1-0 to Spain. I actually think Spain have got a better defence, and I think they're capable of just scoring that one goal and holding on. So I'll go 1-0 Spain, and therefore a Spain-England final next Sunday.
Well, we will look forward to that, and I promise you, if England wins at all, I'm flying over, and you and I will walk out of a pub when it's daylight again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Listen, if England win the World Cup, then it's all set up for the Razorbacks to win the college championship. It's as simple as that.
Yes. Yes. Excellent point, John. Excellent point. It would be a long shot this year. So, well, thank you. Thank you very much again for the analysis. We appreciate you joining the program, and you've added some international flair to the program, John. We appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure, Bill. And speak to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. The great John Scrimshire from London. Because he's a big sports fan. And, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, he spent time. He knows how to call the Hogs and the race. And I get video from him over there, and he's in a pub, and he's trying to explain to people how to call the Hogs. And
he should have been with David then.
He should have been right. That way, David would not have been mistaken as a Palestinian protester when he was calling the Hogs. Okay.
You should bring up that up to Basil when you see him next week.
I'm going to. Next Sunday, we're going to break that down as to how he somehow was mistaken for a Palestinian protester while calling the Hogs. Lost this lady while we were gone over break. Bonnie Raitt. Boy, this is a 1978.
You mean Bonnie Tyler?
Bonnie Tyler. Yes, I said Bonnie Raitt. Thank you. We didn't lose Bonnie Raitt. Sorry, we lost Bonnie Tyler. A fumble by me in stoppage time. Back with more.
BKC Home Builders are the premier home builders, providing custom builds and remodels. No matter what size your dream is, BKC will walk you through all the phases, from house plans to landscaping, to make your custom home as beautiful as you imagine. The team at BKC will be with you through the entire process. If you're looking for commercial building or remodeling, BKC has your commercial needs covered as well. BKCHomeBuilders.com or find them on Facebook. That's BKC Home Builders in Hot Springs.
Progressive presents perfectly bad excuses for missing stuff to spend more time on your motorcycle.
Hey, Tom. Gonna miss the 5K. Gotta organize my vitamins. A, B, C. There's so many. D.
Now that was a bad excuse. If you love your vehicle this much, get customized coverage from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in D.C.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with language. languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Join the fun at Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament, July 30th through August 2nd in the Hot Springs Convention Center. It's not too late for you to enter. Entry deadline for the Spa City Classic has been extended to this Sunday. Go to pickleballtournaments.com to enter. Over 150 different age and skill levels to match your playing ability. But you must register by Sunday. The Spa City Classic, brought to you by Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram and sponsored by Washita Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites. Go to pickleballtournaments.com.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
You're listening to the Sunday Buzz on 103.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
Talking about this because I've never been a big fan of the WNBA. I don't, and it's not, it is, it has nothing to do with it being women's basketball per se, as much as it's just been a poorly managed thing. And I've talked about it, a little bit in that you, it's, in a world where you have NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, Major League Baseball, college baseball. Now, I'm six deep. We haven't even gotten into golf, tennis. I just don't have time. I watch women's gymnastics. I peruse that on Friday night. I love to watch it. It's and I watched the women's final yesterday. At Wimbledon, I love women's. It's not about. It's not the classic cliched sort of notion of hey, you know, get off my. I'm an old white man. I mean, I am, but yeah. But it's always been a poorly managed league that is basically propped up by a bunch of rich old white owners who support a WNBA team as a get-out-of-jail-free card for kind of the other things that they do in life, you know? Oh, I'm very big supporter of women, you know. I've avoided talking about it simply because it just the energy isn't there to get into it, except for what I saw this week. So I'm a big fan of the Dan Patrick Show. I know you are too, Todd. And yep. You know, you catch a lot of that stuff now and because of the different platforms that it's available. I mean, Dan Le Batard is a bedwetting, panty-wearing liberal down in Miami. But I watch his show. I listen to it, and I enjoy segments, and it's all good, very good content. It's all well done. So Dan Patrick was supposed to have the WNBA commissioner on, and Kathy Engelbert. And he had some questions. And look, it's been not good. It's been the WNBA for what could be marketed as a really dynamic and exciting thing for young girls who enjoy to watch and be excited about. And it's just not good. I mean, it's been poorly marketed, poorly received. It's a sea of red ink from a business standpoint that's propped up by the NBA for what I believe are social justice reasons and what I just described as a get-out-of-jail-free card for a lot of the NBA owners who maybe act poorly, but they can lean back on this and go, no, I'm very supportive. It's not me. I support the Phoenix Flibbative Lobby, whatever, you know? Okay. Along comes an anomaly. Okay, great outside shooter. You can make an argument that Caitlin Clark and other good three-point shooters in the WNBA and in college, that plays the same way as Steph Curry. The physical ability and all that, I mean, you know, I'm not asking somebody to go up against Shaq down low, but it's the same thing. It's pull up from the logo. Oh, my gosh. And we look at that in today's modern game and go, wow, that's amazing. And it draws eyeballs, and you get excited about it, and you look and go, wow, that just because somebody pulling up from 35 and consistently hitting a jump shot, male or female, is a lot of fun to watch as the game progresses. It's just one of those things. It's why Steph Curry, much like Wilt Chamberlain, changed the game of basketball. Steph Curry is in the modern game, changed it. Okay. Well, she makes her way into the WNBA. And I liken it to when Tiger Woods went on to the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
There was some initial pushback. If you remember, Todd, very famously, Tiger won a tournament, didn't have my A game. And sort of he was mocked by some players. Could have been salty.
Yep.
Until those guys looked at the third place check in the Kemper Open. You know, the Quad Cities Open fourth place check suddenly was $1.5 million. Or, you know, you're playing in the Travelers and a top 10 finish basically takes care of you for the year. Oh, he's not a bad guy. This is pretty great. An awareness developed that, you know, whether you like it or not, or how, first of all, he's competing and playing at a high level. But second of all, you know, rising tide lifts all boats here, guys. I mean, come on. Everybody got rich off Tiger.
Yep.
Everybody got rich. The PGA knew and understood how to embrace that. His fellow players on the PGA. And you can't tell me that there's not 100 egos on the PGA Tour that all know how great they are. Okay, but they all understand, hey, that's fantastic, you know, because guess what? Like I said, third place at the St. Jude suddenly nets you quite a bit of cash, and wow. And nobody's trying to get to the American or Delta flight. They're all getting on G6s. Okay, that sort of anomaly came along for the WNBA. And initially, understandably, met with resistance, a level of saltiness from her fellow athletes for all the attention she was getting, not having, quote, paid her dues or any of that stuff, which is kind of funny to me. None of those WNBA players could afford the dues if you really had to play the game, if you really got paid what the actual market said, you know, be a lot of part-time jobs, okay? So So you thought, okay, I get it. And she's tough and she talks a little, you know. But boy, you know, as we kind of get further down the road, no. The level of pettiness, for whatever reason, and I know there have been a number of reasons ascribed to why, and because of her race or whatever. I don't know that it's that. That there's just a general level of pettiness that, hey, I've played in this league for 10 years, and, you know, I'm not getting the kind of attention. I've made 5 All-Star teams. Well, you know what? Nobody could pick you out of a lineup if you robbed a bank. That's sort of my thing, is if you took the NBA or the WNBA All-Star team and they all went on a bank robbery spree around the country, would anybody recognize them? No, they wouldn't. So instead of, as the PGA Tour did, figuring out, wow, here's this thing, and we can all get better. Our lives and the money we put in our pockets, the notoriety that we have, the number of followers, you want to tell me Sophie Cunningham, who I now have given you the extent of my WNBA player knowledge. You know, the tall blonde girl?
You mean the ring girl at the Conor McGregor fight last night?
Yeah, like, see, she's embraced it. And I know they were teammates, but okay. But so the physical play, and let's just be blunt here, just the level of pettiness by a bunch of people who seem, rightly or wrongly, seem to come off like a bunch of entitled prima donnas when they have no real underlying reason to be entitled, because no one pays to come to your games. You know, that used to be my running joke. You can commit armed robbery at a WNBA game, and there will be no witnesses. And it's true. Super tight shot of the floor. Nobody wants to see. You get beyond the fourth. You know, everybody come down to the front here. And, you know. And that's just the marketplace. That is the marketplace, unfortunately. Nobody's racing home to see the New York Liberty, you know. And so we talk about the WNBA, but not as a sport. We talk about the controversy surrounding it as a mismanaged piece of business, which it is. Okay? More people go see the Savannah Bananas than go to a WNBA game. And I would put season attendance. Oh, you know, we just had a big, they just set a new record in Toronto. Yeah, the tickets were free. The tickets were free. So, it's indefensible from a business standpoint. But then this week, somehow it's gotten worse. Because the commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, and I'm unclear as to whether, there's no Humperdinck involved. It's just Kathy Engelbert. She had agreed. They're all out at the Lake
American
Tahoe
Century.
at the Pro-Am, which is just great. And that's one of the things I really want to go out there next year. Because first of all, when it's hot as you know what here, Tahoe nights get down into the high 50s, daytime temperature 75, sunny with a little breeze. You know, it's just the weather's perfect. But big Pro-Am, a lot of celebrities, a lot of business, lots done. And the WNBA commissioner is invited to come out and play, which, again, if you're security at the Pro-Am out there, you got to make, I'm sorry, ma'am, she's got to wear her badge that says I have access to this area because nobody knows who she is. Hey, that's fine. But let's don't overblow something when in the reality is very different. She agrees to go on the Dan Patrick Show. Well, of course, Dan Patrick says, you know, I mean, and he's not someone that's spoken ill of the WNBA.
No.
And he is a professional. He's not trying to do gotcha journalism to amp up the number of clicks or any of that. He's too well established. His brand's too good. He's not going to tarnish it for that. It's going to be a straightforward, sound, old school journalism interview, which doesn't happen anymore.
Nope.
She agrees. Then the day of, they wait. They're waiting. They promote it. And then they get a message. Well, my PR team is telling me I can't come on. So the woman who runs the league, some of her underlings have told her that she shouldn't go on. And she's now saying, well, they won't let me come on. That's the message in the middle of the show in which she is supposed to appear.
Mm-hmm.
And what made it even funnier is as Patrick is understandably pointing all this out and in a polite way, ripping her apart.
Sure.
He explains, she's told that she can't come on. But she's literally 50 feet away or 50 yards away, hitting shots out, hitting practice shots out of the bunker. And then, of course, the CBS camera pans, and there she is hitting a shot out of the bunker, which was a horrible shot, but you know, who am I to say?
Right.
So there she is, but she can't come on our radio show that she agreed to do because she didn't want to answer the questions surrounding the, quote, controversy with Caitlin Clark. So we have spent more time discussing the WNBA in the last 12 and a half minutes than we have ever discussed in the 26-year history of this radio show. And I say it only as you could go to the Wharton School and teach a class on how not to conduct business in America by reviewing the history of the WNBA. And when given a golden goose to help build, they just strangled it. And only themselves to blame. So when, who was the big gal that Putin grabbed and held her hostage forever?
Oh, Brittany Griner.
Yes. When she has to get a second job at age 43 because she has no money, don't look at the American sports fan and go, well, you're the reason. You don't understand how good we are. And yeah. No. Look in the mirror. Take responsibility. There was an opportunity to grow, elevate, make into. So. Whew. Okay, I'm worn out on WNBA talk. I mean, if Wally can write about trans athletes in today's newspaper, I can talk about the WNBA. We'll be on the road. I'll have Basil with me, Todd, next Sunday. So a bonus edition of Sunday Buzz next Sunday from Tampa. After a night out, David and I having a big night out in Tampa next Saturday night. So you'll get the aftermath live here on the air. Until then, boys and girls, look out for number one. Don't step in number two.
You know, I wish I had a supermodel, so skinny and so wild, and a waitress in Nevada. She says she's carrying my child. Well, I drive down Sunset Boulevard, my hair blowing in the wind, and I'd stop at fancy restaurants, and they'd finally let me in. I'd spend all my money, caviar and cocaine, and I would not remember how you broke my heart.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use law enforcement siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you if you get a speeding ticket, it doesn't end there. You have to pay expensive fines. You can't go to your friend's wedding because that also costs money. And your insurance rates could increase. See? We didn't have to use law enforcement sirens after all. Getting a speeding ticket has consequences. Sooner or later, speeding catches up with you.
Brought to you by the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Stop paying retail. Summer savings on now at Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse in Cabot. Contractors, builders, and DIYers, this is your paradise. And yes, they're open to the public. Unbelievable pricing on all kinds of flooring, butcher block countertops, gorgeous shower and backsplash tile, discount shingles, ceiling fans, faucets, and more. The hottest savings of the summer. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse where you say big every single day. Build better naturally.
Get your popcorn ready. We've got the entertainment right here on 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.